I love my thoughts. They can do me more good than a doctor, a banker, or a faithful friend. I love my thoughts. What does it mean to love your thoughts and that they can do you more good than a doctor, a banker, or a faithful friend? Well, a doctor only works with you based upon what you think is wrong with you. Because whatever is wrong with you, that's what you respond to. That's what you look at. That's what you're acting upon. You go to the doctor and you say, these are my symptoms, these are my problems. I have a stomach ache, and I have a headache, and I have this, that, and the other thing. And the doctor says, oh, it sounds like you have this. And so he checks you for that, and sure enough, you have that. But when you tell the doctor you have other symptoms, then he checks you for that. Are you able to tell the doctor all of your symptoms so the doctor knows everything that's wrong with you? Or is the doctor going to have to just wing it and do his investigation in you with blood tests and all the other things to find out what's really wrong with you? And then what does he find out is wrong with you? He finds out that your immune system is low. And why is your immune system low? Are you taking low immune system drugs? Are you drinking something, eating something, or doing something that makes your immune system low? Well, that's a thought. Thoughts make your immune system low. When you have thoughts that you think you can have certain diseases, when you have thoughts that you're not feeling very good, a person can come up to you and say, oh my God, you sure look terrible. And you, oh, you didn't mean to look terrible. I feel wonderful. I was just concentrating on something that I wasn't really too happy about. But no, I feel wonderful. Well, you keep concentrating on that you're not feeling very good about, and you're going to be it. You're going to experience that. That's just the way the principle works. And you say, oh my goodness sakes, I didn't realize that, you know. So, I love my thoughts. They can do me more good than a doctor. Now, it's not that the doctor doesn't do you good. It's that your thoughts are what bring the business to the doctor. So when your thoughts are bad about limiting for yourself or in any way belittling yourself, it pushes your immune system down. And when your immune system is down, then everything else falls right in there. All the viruses, all the bacteria, all the diseases, all the problems. Now, you've heard of accident prone. You've heard that term. A person who's accident prone is a person who seems to create themselves having accidents. But now, an accident is a very physical thing. You do something that creates an accident. You drive your car into a tree. Now, that's an accident. But it's not really an accident because there's a cause behind it somewhere. And that cause is you. That causes your thinking. That causes your lack of confidence in yourself. That causes your immune system to be low. Now, you say, no, come on now. How can accidents be a low immune system? Well, when your immune system is normal and up, you have positive thoughts. You think great thoughts and you do great things. There was a lady who went into her dental hygienist and had been going there for many years. And the lady was very masculine. She wore heavy trousers and shirts like a man's, you know. And the dental hygienist thought, well, surely she must be perhaps lesbian, you know. And that this was why she was dressing like this. Well, one day, the lady came to the doctor, the dental hygienist, and said, I'm going to change my name. And the dental hygienist said, well, why would you do that? You got a wonderful name. She said, no, I'm going to change my name. She said, I want to be more harmonious with me. And so she changed her name, something like Gracious Grace or something like that. Not really, but that idea. And so the lady kept coming back to the dental hygienist, you know, for the next years. But in the next few months, As she came into the dental hygienist to have work done that was regular, the hygienist thought, what's happening to this woman? What was happening to the woman was she started wearing skirts instead of trousers. She started wearing earrings in her ears instead of plugs. She started letting her hair grow long instead of keeping it very short. And she began looking very gracious, just like the new name she had chosen for herself. And the court had allowed her to change her name to, you know, graciousness, for instance. And so as the months went by, she just became more of a feminine person, beautiful, and her whole attitude changed. Before that, she was a gruff, scrubby person who was kind of tough, and you know, the world was sort of giving her a hard time. But as she changed her attitude and she started to like herself, she started being the feminine person that her nature really was, she no longer had those problems. All of those problems that kept her from being a very beautiful person disappeared. And she started unfolding in a very wonderful way. Now, that, of course, is just one illustration of how our name can affect us very strongly. Now, what is your name? I told the lady when I was in Nigeria and Ghana, they brought children to me by the dozens to be baptized. And the name of these Ghanese children and Nigerian children is very tough. They're very long, and they're very tribal. They're very unique for that area, dialectic, you might say. And so I didn't try to pronounce the name and do a miserable job. I just said to the parents, now, what name have you given this child? And then after they told me the name, then I said, this is what that name means. Well, now, in their tribal customs, the name they gave the child already had meaning. It already had terms given to it, you know, ideas given to it that were saying what it meant. But I didn't have that information. So what I did, I looked into the child's eyes, and I looked into the child's heart, and I said, the name of this child is love or peace or joy or harmony, right action, truth, perfection, happiness, you know, goodness. And I named the child several things. And then I explained how the child was going to carry this out in their life. And as I would leave the child, the parents would avoid taking the child back from me and say, no, say some more. Because they liked the idea that the child had a great future. And I said, this child will become a great politician or a great musician or a great whatever. And I'd like to follow up on that. That'd be interesting to do. But I'm sure that the child will do just that. Whatever we name the child, and the parents tell the child that that is what their name means, little by little they grow into it. Now, any child can grow into anything. You can grow into any name that you give it, if you wish. But most people don't give names to their children. You say, what do you mean they don't give names? They give names, but the name they give is what kind of name? The name they give is something like King of the Army or something, you know. Like my name, Herbert, is Pride of the Army, you know. And isn't that fantastic?
Oh, yeah.
Pride of the Army. I'm so happy to be Pride of the Army. In fact, I've never been in the Army. I was in the Navy, but never been in the Army. But
you're in the Salvation.
Yeah, so, you see, just loving your thoughts and putting your thoughts in the right place makes things happen for you. It makes your bank account grow. It makes your friendships grow with people that you know. It does more good for you than a doctor. It is just utterly fantastic. Now, are you ready to have that experience in your life, to love your thoughts completely and let them be revealed to you as something very wonderful? You can, and you can do it right now, because I love my thoughts, and they can do me more good than a doctor, a banker, or a faithful friend. because my thoughts are what I live with from moment to moment, day to day. They are what I believe in me, and that's the truth about me. So you have a lovely day, and know that everything is going your way, and I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you.